All right.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I now call this committee meeting on government operations to order on Friday, November 18th at 3:04 p.m. in the Matheson IGC Knowledge Center Group Study Room 523. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Bond?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Present.
Senator Fang?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator Makabalu?
Absent, excused.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator T. Jackson?
Present.
And Senator Taylor?
Present.
Right, a quorum is present. And then who do we have here for interns? We have Maul, right? And then Alvarez. And then who else?
Bumble.
Okay, perfect. Cool.
Anthony Martinez is absent, excused.
He told you absent.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. So moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 4, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Smith.
I move to approve the minutes from November 4th, 2016 at 3 p.m. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5, old business. Moving to 5A, Senator Taylor, do you just want to update the committee?
I just finished my meeting with Dr. Menzi and Nick Winters regarding the NSERG portion of the SAS. We have what we want to be in the SAS created. I'm just putting the shiny little details on the new bill. So,
okay, yeah. Cool. Thank you. Senator Duvall.
I have been writing a template on an example of what we would be, if a new program was to start. This is how they do it. Establishment, mission statement or purpose, director, and then optional assistant director, and then optional operations. Then almost all of them have to have Section 6 appropriations of funds so we can give them money. And then Section 7 I liked was just a reservation of rights that we were able to modify at any time. Brian Fidelibus wanted us to create this for when we met with him and Amy, just so that we had this concise thing of this is what each of his departments need, because we were kind of harassing him with everything we wanted to talk to him about. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Let the record show that intern, what was your name? Intern
Michael
Sade. Showed up at 3:06 p.m. So moving to agenda item, or are there any more updates on SAS projects that you guys have been working on, other than if you did anything with your assignments? Nope. All right, moving to agenda item 5B, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend turbo vote. Senator Jackson, do you want to introduce your bill?
Yeah, sure. So basically, through meeting with Director Charles of Ledge Affairs, we just came up with a couple different changes to the how TurboVote is written in the SAS. One being how the funds are appropriated. So as we discussed last meeting, there was a little bit of discrepancy with how the funds of TurboVote are actually being carried out as opposed to how it's written in the SAS. So this would be changing that. And also the other change being made, just in case we want to deviate from TurboVote and use another voter initiative to help our students. So if we see a better option, we can take it without having to jump through a bunch of hoops. So, yeah.
All right. Seeking a motion.
Can I
approve? Senator Bond.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to amend TurboVote.
All right. Is there any discussion? Or is there a second? Mm-hmm. Senator Jackson.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Senator, or public comment from Speaker Pro Tem Poor Jackson.
On line 4, should is he has appropriated the funds to purchase TurboVote every fiscal year?
Line 4 of page 2? Or?
No, sorry, line 5.
Oh, okay.
Senator Jackson.
I think it is, but grammatically
I think it was it was appropriated through the overall funds is what he was trying to get to, so mm-hmm. Legislative Affairs was appropriated this amount of money for a turbo vote.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Is there any more discussion on the bill? Seeing none, moving to a vote, all in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend TurboVote to Senate, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5C, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 19, subsidiary employees. Senator Makabalag is not here, so Senator Jacoby.
Yeah. So, Title 19 of subsidiary employees. I met with Amy Kokas and Brian Fidelbus, more over campus escort, but we also actually talked about this portion. And basically what this bill is doing is just adding more of the positions that take place in ASUN to this portion of the SAS. So I think it's assistant director of technology, director of PAC like provisions, and then any other possible positions that are created would then be added upon their creation. Okay. So all this is doing is just adding more of the positions that are a part of the Center for Student Engagement for Clarity.
Okay. Taking a motion, Senator Jackson?
I just had a question.
Motion.
First. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Senator Jackson?
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84 and Act to Amend Title 19, Subsidiary Employees.
Is there a second? Senator Jacoby?
Aye, sir.
All right. Is there any discussion? Senator Jackson?
Just point of clarification. Are the different positions that were added already positions within the Center for Student Engagement? Does anyone know that?
Senator Jacoby?
Yeah, I believe so. Special Projects, Assistant Director of Technology, and then Director of PAC Provisions. Those seem to be the three that are added. Amy and Brian talked with me about this. They didn't really go into detail of what those positions do. I know the Director of PAC Provisions job, but
Senator Fang?
So through the chair to Senator Jacoby. So Title 20 of the SAS is ASUN PAC Provisions. So I was just wondering why you didn't place the Director of PAC Provisions, why are you putting the Director of PAC Provisions under Title 19 instead of leaving it for Title 20?
Senator Jacoby.
I'm not doing that. Senator Makabalag is. Merely representing his bill. I don't have too many answers to these questions. So if we'd want to table this until he gets here.
Senator Bond.
I do know that that was probably added in there because I did the PAC provisions amendments because the assistant director, director of PAC provisions currently is called like the vice president of PAC provisions in the SAS. So my amendment to the SAS will fix that. So if we amend this to just have that not included here, I think this could be passed or recommended favorably.
Well, there is concern as to why it was put in the first place, Senator Fang, right? So we might want to table it. Yeah. So, so we're gonna have to vote. What do we do for this one?
No, I think we just moved to the table.
Okay. Yeah, Senator.
I move to table this bill, I move to table Senate Bill 84 and Act to Amend Title 19 Subsidiary Employees until the next meeting that Senator Makabalag is present.
Is there a second? Senator Fang?
Second.
All in favor of tabling Senate Bill 84 and Act to Amend Title 19 Subsidiary Employees until the next meeting Senator Makabalag is able to explain it, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? All right, so we'll wait on that one. Move to agenda item 5D, Senate Bill 84 and Act to Amend the Mahmoud Mike Handy Public Service Award, Senator Jacoby.
So this bill basically was brought to me by Dr. Beatty, and then I went and emailed Ms. Hayes again, just for clarity. And currently it's a service award, however it's distributed as a scholarship, and the difference there is that an award could necessarily be used for any type of, there's not really any type of restrictions on an award, so you would then get the money for that, and it wouldn't have to go necessarily towards your tuition or your books. You would just have those funds and you would be awarded them. However, the Office of Financial Aid doesn't do that. They use it specifically for scholastic intentions, which would mean that this goes straight to tuition, so the term award is not accurate, which is why every instance of the word award would be changed to scholarship. So that's why there's all those amendments. And then if you read my addendum, it's merely what the SAS would look like after every single instance of the word award is changed to scholarship.
All right, I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to recommend favorably to Senate, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Mahmoud Mike Hendy Public Service Award.
Is there a second? Senator Jacoby.
A second.
Any discussion? Senator.
I'm just looking at your addendum line C. It's like period of award and then payment of award. Should not that also...
Senator Jacoby.
That's the template used for every single scholarship in the SAS. That's why I didn't specifically change that. I changed every instance where it... yeah, because that's talking about scholarship awards, and if you put scholarship in front of the word award, then it is used for scholastic. It's merely, just comes down to wording.
Senator Fang?
Through the chair to Senator Jacoby in Section 7, announcement of award and mentions honor the best with reception. I was just wondering if you're aware what this reception is, because there's no other mention.
Senator Jacoby?
The recipient of this award is also given a plaque, because a large part of the award is based on public service. And that public service is not only rewarded with a monetary amount towards tuition, but also a plaque which recognizes that student-specific, I guess, engagement to the community. That's what that title is talking about.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we will move into a vote. All those in favor of recommending favorably to Senate, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Mahmoud Mike Hendy Public Service Award, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Moving to Agenda Item 5E, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 20 of the SAS ASU Impact Revisions Program. Senator Bond.
Okay, so now I'm a little bit confused if this is even properly written, because basically, when I met with Impact Revisions, they had a lot that they wanted to change, pretty much the whole section in the SAS, just because it's a new program and the way that they had it designated in the SAS to run isn't exactly the way that they followed up on running it. So I sent an addendum to Chair Gordon that I'm assuming we'll see on next week's agenda. But what this bill does is she did not like when I met with the assistant director, I believe. She didn't like that Title 20 was called the ASU Impact Provisions Program, because the word program makes it seem like it's something that ASUN like adopted for right now and then like in time will get rid of, when it's really just a section of ASUN that is implemented and is going to stay because it's very important. But because Senator Jacoby did an addendum changing line by line, do I have to do that as well? Because if so, this bill is just going to have to be tabled.
One more time.
Senator Jacoby did a line by line where every place in the title mentioned the word that he was striking and changing. Do I have to do that when I'm just changing the name of the...
No, you don't, Senator Jacoby.
Well, in Title 20, does it say program after it and other parts?
Yeah.
Then I would change that, because then so you're changing the title, but when it comes to the description and actually what everything, like, basically the meat of that section, it still has the word program in it.
Okay.
That's my two cents. I would personally change it.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Senator Bond?
So just to improve accuracy, I suggest that we table this so that next meeting we can have not only the addendum to the whole title, but this addendum as well, just to make sure it's correct.
Okay, so I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jacoby?
I move to table Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 20 of the SAS ASU Impact Revisions Program until the next government operations meeting.
Is there a second? Senator Jackson?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 20 of the SAS ASU Impact Revisions Program, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? abstentions? All right. Motion will be tabled until next meeting. Moving to agenda item 5F, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend compensation limits for senators. Senator Smith.
Cool. Basically, what this bill is it is adding in per semester. It's just going to clarify the wage limits. Before, it didn't have per semester, so it's kind of open to interpretation. So this is just clarifying that to make sure that everyone's compensated correctly, fairly, and to create more transparency for the constituents.
Okay. So, I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to recommend favorably to Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the compensation limits for senators.
Is there a second? Senator Vaughn?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, moving into a vote. All those in favor of recommending favorably to Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the compensation limits for senators, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion will be recommended favorably, or bill will be. Moving to agenda item 5G, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend inkblot marketing in the SAS. Senator Fain.
So basically after meeting with Director Moore, what she said was that in the SAS, inkblot is currently referred to as inkblot promotions. And they are now, they call themselves inkblot marketing. Her position reads as creative director in the SAS, and now she is referred to as the director of marketing. And then also for the purpose, in the SAS it states that their purpose is to provide graphic design for promotional items. And she wanted to kind of expand on that to read that instead of just graphic designs, they also engage in traditional digital and promotional marketing. So just kind of changing a couple words and replacing those.
I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to recommend favorably to Senate Bill 84, an act to amend inkblot marketing in the SAS.
Is there a second? Senator Fang.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, moving into a vote, all those in favor of recommending favorably to Senate Bill 84, an act to amend inkblot marketing in the SAS, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No. Abstentions? Motion carries. Sweet. So yeah, sorry about that mix-up for C and E. We'll get that taken care of. I'll talk to you, Senator Bond and Makabala, after, and we'll take care of that stuff. Sweet. Moving to agenda item 6A, new assignments. So we only have 1, 2, 3 titles left in the SAS. So after that, we're moving to Senate rules, which is honestly really easy. I'll explain it. So some of you won't be getting assignments. Senator Bond, you're just going to be working on fixing your thing this week, so will Senator Makabalik. So, Senator Jacoby, you are working on Title 25, which is the I Lead Nevada Mentorship Program.
Oh, I can do that.
So, yeah. Cool. So you know who to talk to for that. And all right, cool. Senator Bond, you know what you're doing. Senator Jackson, mm-hmm. Title 24, Faculty of the Year Award. You probably want to talk to Dolly about that. Okay. And some professional staff. Who do we talk to? Dr. Beattie, you know?
Sorry. Okay.
Professional staff for Faculty of the Year Award.
Professional staff? What about Faculty of the Year Award?
Like, do you know if there's, or is that like 100% Dahlia?
That's 100% Dahlia.
Yeah, just talk to Dahlia.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Academics.
Talk to academics. And then Senator Fang, you're going to be on Title 26, which is Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund. So I'm pretty sure that's Mikey. Talk to Mikey about that. And the relevant professional staff. So that's all the SAS. And so Senator Duval, we're going to have you start looking at the Senate rules. Just start by looking at rule number one. I'm just going to go like rule by rule. So just honestly, there should be no changes to this because, like, they should be pretty solid. We approve them. So if there was a problem with them, we should have said that, you know, in, what, May or something like that. So just for, you know, if there's anything glaringly obvious or wrong then from what we do, then bring it up. But other than that, just report back to what you found out. Senator Taylor, you keep working on your NSERG. And, yeah, I think we're pretty good to go on that. Is there any comments for that? No? All right, so moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment at 3:24 p.m.